and get started with our announcements early. First, I wanted to remind everybody about our Wednesday night supper at 5:30 and our guest speaker series for Lent that we have going on this week. It will be Reverend David Allen. He will be back, and members of Sunlight will be leading worship that night. So we encourage you to join us for dinner and then stay for worship on Wednesday night. This Friday night, there's going to be a family camp out here on our campus. You can talk to Ben Haynes for more questions about that. But also, we will be having Bible 100 here. That's led by Beth Deming. And that'll be from 6 to 8 in room 232. You can register for that online. The cost is $10. Beth is the guest speaker, the main speaker at the women's event that will be happening on Saturday. Women Living Unfiltered from 8 to 1 here at Trinity. You can also register for that online as well. So wanted to make sure you knew about those things. Also, as a matter of just sharing and a concern for prayer, Saturday at 3 p.m. here in the Worship Center will be the memorial service for our dear friend Hubert Mizell, who passed away on Thursday. And so if you knew Hubert and want to come and pay your respects to his family and remember his life, come on Saturday at 3 o'clock here in the Worship Center. Sunday, next Sunday, March 13th, there will be a coffee with the pastors during the 9:40 hour. If you're interested in learning more about the church or becoming a member here at Trinity, come to that. And then finally, at that back table there next to the camera, after the service concludes today, Alice Wallace will be there selling tickets for our Passover Seder, which will happen on March 24th. And it's reserved seating, so if you want to reserve your spot, make sure you get with Alice to buy tickets. And I think we've actually done really well already in ticket sales. We anticipate selling out, so don't wait to do that. Time now for our mission box. I'd like to invite up Sherry Houston, who's with us from the Ronald McDonald House, to share more about their charity.
Good morning. It's such an honor to be here with you. The Ronald McDonald House Charities of North Central Florida provides a home away from home for families who have a seriously ill child. A child for us is a baby in utero all the way up to the age of 21 years old. Our 31-bedroom house, and some of the pictures you're seeing are some of the families who are staying with us, our 31-bedroom house is always at capacity because we have amazing doctors at UF Health Chan Children's Hospital. We have a 2-page wait list as of this morning. And when a family receives the guest room at our house, they keep that room until their child is discharged to themselves or discharged to God. So the longest family who has been with us in our 33 years of being the home has been 18 months. Can you imagine what it's like to have a seriously ill child, to be ripped out of your entire world, to sit by that child's bedside every day? Days go by, you have no idea what day it is, what time it is. We provide that comfort, hope, and strength. So not only do we have a house with 31 rooms, we have a family room, and the family room is being shown right now. The family room is on the 10th floor of UF Health Chan Children's Hospital. Any person who has a child at UF Health Chan Children's Hospital can use that family room. We provide beverages. We provide some snacks. So please frequent that family room. We served over 8,200 people from that little room. So how can you be involved and help us? We are always looking for volunteers to cook meals, a hot meal for our family. Also, bake some cookies, bake some brownies right in our house. Because when you cook at our house, you make our house a home. And Mike Smith is a wonderful person because every year he donates pop tabs to us. And we are able to, with those pop tabs, turn it into money that we can reinvest in our home. So if you collect pop tabs, little soda pop tabs, bring them by the Ronald McDonald House. If you'd like to volunteer at our front desk, we would love to have you. But thank you, because many of you at Trinity have been helping us throughout the years, and it's an honor to be with you today.
Thank you, Sherry. Also, please give generously to Ronald McDonald House this morning at any of the five wooden boxes you find at the back of the worship center as you leave today. And Sherry has a table out by the Welcome Center with some brochures about Ronald McDonald House. You should be there to answer any questions that you might have. So I'm going to turn it over to Erin Cushing.
Good morning. I'm Erin Cushing, the director of Sunlight, and I'm happy to welcome you here today for Sunlight Sunday. Before we begin, I'd like to introduce the other directors of Sunlight. We have Ricky Santiago, our assistant director on piano, and we have Steve Bingham on saxophone, and he is our band director, and so he'll help me out up here. Very quickly, I'd like to share some really interesting facts about Sunlight. We've gone from 35 active members last year to 56 active members this year. We have grown from one soloist performing every Sunday to an average of two or three performing every Sunday. And we've gone from a repertoire of about 20 songs to more than 50 this year. So they have been working really, really hard. Our usual 9:40 service, they see us on Sunday mornings, and then we get out of the way for your choir. But what a lot of people don't realize is these middle and high schoolers come back on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 5:30 and rehearse. That means between the beginning of the school year in August to now, these students have volunteered about 70 hours of their time just to Sunlight and Trinity. And that doesn't include extra things with fundraisers, service projects, fun social events. That's just for working on our 9:40 service and being strong worship leaders for that service. I'm constantly asked, how can I help Sunlight? How can I help support you? Well, in the back, we have parents who, there are roadies, and they help us with our merchandise. We have a merchandise table where we have some cool new things this year in addition to our Sunlight shirts and bags. We have new magnets for your car, your fridge, whatever you'd like. And then we also have devotion books that have been written by our Sunlight members. And it's devotions that have been inspired by the music that we perform. We also have a table called Bucks for Beds. It's in the back corner. And it is a fundraiser to help us pay for lodging on our tour this year. And at that back table, there are envelopes, and each envelope has a number written on it. And we ask if you pick up an envelope, you match the number on that envelope so we can raise money for our tour. For service today, our members were involved in all aspects of this service. They've written the testimonies. They wrote a prayer. They have worked very hard to give you a meaningful and joyous worship celebration today. And we are very happy to give back to you now in our service and sharing God in our own unique Sunlight way. And to start us off, I have two of our officers, Stevie and Noah, and they are welcome to begin our service.
Welcome home. Why are we here? Thank you.
joyful songs to the Lord. Raise your voices in praise to the Lord of hosts, and give thanks with all your hearts. Welcome to worship this morning.
Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for melodies and harmonies, for voices of every pitch. Thank you for composers and poets, for instruments and musicians.
Thank you for ears to hear and minds to comprehend. You know the needs and pains of each one here. Meet us where we are.
See the song we sing, yours the melody we carry, your song of peace ringing out through everything we say and do.
Bless this time we share together. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Please join us and stand if you are able to join us in our opening hymn and worship songs this morning.
For me, my eyes and stay like a cover.
Let us profess our faith together using the statement of faith from the United Church of Canada. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God, who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus, crucified and risen, our judge and our hope, in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. It's a joy to celebrate the sacrament of baptism with the Peach family. I would like to invite them forward, Julia and Brian, and big sister Allison for the baptism of Caitlin and Natalie Peach. And Matthew and Aunt Maureen are going to come forward and light the candles. And if you all would like to stand up here and join us around the altar rail.
Questions, do you promise to raise young Caitlin in the faith of Jesus Christ? And do you confess him to be your Lord and Savior and put your whole trust in his grace? Well, let me pray over this water. And what's your name? Allison. Yes, you're doing such a great job. Well, God, pour out your Spirit on this gift of water and on young Caitlin who will receive it. May this be a means of grace so that she can grow be the young woman that you've made her to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
We present Caitlin Natalie Peach for baptism.
Caitlin Natalie Peach, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you, so that being born by water and the Spirit, you might grow to be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. Amen. She said, you use too much water. Can I take her and introduce her to the congregation? Go Don't cry, okay? I'm doing good. This is your new sister in Christ, Caitlin Peach. Can you say welcome? It's happening for you. It's happening for you. We welcome you into our family of faith. With God's help, we will support you with active love, Christian education and nurturing, and opportunities to express your faith in mission. May God bless you always.
Bring our own joys and concerns to God in prayer. We want to also remember those who are in the hospital or in rehabilitation. Will you pray with us? Dear God, sunlight is a journey of faith through music. We use music to communicate with you and others. We use it to reach out to you. We use it to express our personal faith, and we use it to connect with our community.
Music explains emotions for us when we don't know how to say what we're feeling. Music helps us lift our voices up to you in prayer. We sing to you, we sing to please you, and experience worship through music.
Help us to remember the true meaning of the songs we sing to you. Allow us to lift up your name with each note we sing. We pray that our music will share your message and touch the lives of others.
Thank you, God, for giving us a church family that we can rely on and go to for anything. Thank you for helping us to find your message in the secular world and for voices that can spread your word.
Thank you for blessing us with the ability to share your word and experience who you are through music.
We pray that our music brings this congregation together in faith and joy. Please join us as we pray as Jesus comes to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I'd like to invite the ushers forward to receive today's offering. As they come forward, let us pray together. Gracious God, you are the giver of all good things in our lives. As we give back to you now, please take our offerings and gifts and use them for the good work of our church community. Amen.
Good morning, I'm Maddie, and today Sunlight will be singing Pompeii by Bastille. As with any period of great heartache and despair, the human reaction is one of equally great sorrow. It was in a time like this that Pompeii was written. The Roman town named Pompeii had been overtaken by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius. Each day brought worse conditions, constantly degrading the hope of the inhabitants. And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. Many can share the same experience of being hit by wave after wave of discouraging situations when you're already down. And in the chaos, you lose all the control of your life you had. You see the mistakes you've made and the rubble they've created, and maybe you're trying to come back to God, but you don't even know where to start. Being optimistic seems unrealistic. And even if it does, even if it wasn't, you couldn't possibly find anything good in the situation. It seems like the writer found hope simply in closing his eyes to the negativity around him. But if you close your eyes, does it almost seem like nothing changed at all? There's only true hopelessness in your life if you let that be. I love the season of Lent and the idea of dust and how God uses this time to take the rubble, the sin, and the dust in our life and make them into beautiful things. As he said, he is the good shepherd, the gate for his sheep, giving us real and eternal life, more and better life than they've ever dreamed of. And now singing is the very talented TJ Linus.
I was left to my own device. Many days fell away with nothing to show, and the walls kept stumbling down in the city that we love. Gray clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? Down in the city that we love. Gray clouds roll on the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like kept stumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the darkness above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at
play the violin in the band and sing in the choir. This is also my first year coming to Trinity, and so far I'm really enjoying it. Sunlight especially has made my experience here welcoming and eye-opening, and today I will be discussing what caused me to join Sunlight to begin with. Before I came to Trinity, I went to a small church in Lake Butler with some other members of my family. In fact, I still go there from time to time along with coming here. But before I came to Trinity, I realized that over the course of time, I was beginning to lose faith in my religion. There wasn't a specific instance which incited this change, but more of a feeling of disconnection. I still went to church and read the Bible, but I couldn't help but feel as I was becoming a stranger to Christianity. As I searched tirelessly to find all the answers I was looking for, I felt myself drifting farther and farther away from my faith. I visited a Sunday Christmas service around the time where I had this realization. I was interested in the choir and the band and decided to come to a few rehearsals to see if I would like it. I'd been playing the violin for 9 years, and I was interested in the performance opportunity. It was only after deciding to join Sunlight when I realized how much it really did for me. As I began to meet new people in the choir and play my violin, I quickly felt welcome in this new environment. It seemed as if everyone was so passionate about what they were creating. As I began to delve deeper into the meanings of songs I originally felt to be so trivial, I started feeling more of a connection to what I was playing and singing. I felt the impact of music gradually restore the faith I thought I had lost. My fears, my questions, and my insecurities all seemed to disappear as I finally felt comfort again. The combined energy of those around me and my own personal connection between music and religion ultimately led to the recollection of my faith. Sunlight is truly an experience like no other. Instead of only studying the events of the past, we take these lessons learned and link them with current issues, not through direct occurrences, but through metaphorical instances, which can be interpreted differently by everyone. While seeming at first like a regular group activity, upon further inspection, it reveals to also quell individual worries and doubts. What I have learned from Sunlight is that in order to be truly passionate about your faith, you need to connect with the things that are a part of you. I have always loved music, and to find that I truly love worshiping God through singing and playing instruments was a revolutionary discovery for me. No matter what you love, there is always a way to channel your faith into it. The song, Show Me What I'm Looking For, has a similar message to mine. No matter how dire the situation, never lose hope, always keep trying, and don't give up on what you believe in. Find what you love and thank God for it, because it's truly a wonderful experience when you do. And whatever you do, don't lose hope, because eventually you'll find it again. Show Me What I'm Looking For will be sung by the talented Julia Britton.
Show me what I'm looking for. Show me what sophomore at Buchholz High School, and I'm joined by Austin Rowe, and he's in eighth grade at Fort Clark Middle School. We also have our oldest brother, Dylan, who's a senior at Buchholz also, but he cannot be here at this service. And lastly, we have a sixth grade sister, Caitlin, who looks forward to being in Sunlight next year.
I'm Austin, and this is my second year being in Sunlight Choir. My two older brothers have played a big part in my participation in this group, and I have made lasting memories with them and my fellow choir members. I was not so sure about this group, joining at first, because I saw all the time and effort that they have put into being a part of this choir. But my oldest brother, Dylan, convinced me that I should try it. My favorite part of Sunlight is going on tour. I get to spread Christ's message through songs that kids our age can really understand. I also get to spend valuable time with my family, as well as making new friends along the way. Even though we are all busy teenagers and sometimes have to make tough choices about the activities we participate in, Sunlight has helped me with time management because we are always welcome at Sunlight, and we try to do our best to be here. When it becomes a part of our Sunday routine, morning and afternoon, I know that we are coming together with a common purpose, which is to serve God in Trinity.
Throughout the 4 years that I have been a member of Sunlight, there is one thing that has remained the same. This is the fact that we interpret contemporary music into that of a deeper meaning related to God's intention for both the artist and the person listening. Every week, we work to determine how God is present through the music by looking at the lyrical standpoint of the song and relating it to a personal testimony and or Bible verse that we share with our audience. This biblical or personal interpretation is used to relate to the audience, even if it means only one person out there is touched personally. In our upcoming song, Superman, by Five for Fighting, the artist is singing about how Superman is struggling to find his kryptonite, meaning he is trying to be himself in a society where it seems very difficult to do just that. In society today, many people may feel that they have to go along with the crowd, even if that means everyone judges them based on their outward appearance. Superman may appear to be a strong, powerful man who has no flaws, but this song focuses on his journey to find his true self so he can share with the world what they do not see in him. This is similar to a spiritual journey through God, as a person may want to reevaluate their lives and discover God, who may have just been hidden inside them. A discovery like this can change a person's life, and we, the teenagers of Sunlight, are right in the middle of finding out who we are in the journey that God has created for us. Now singing Superman is Kaylin Ayala.
Morgan DeBerti. I'm a freshman at Gainesville High School, and this is my third year in Sunlight. I just wanted to talk about what makes me keep coming back to Sunlight, and that's the family atmosphere. All of the members and all of the directors and the staff of Sunlight make it a family to us, and we're all friends and very close. I wanted to share a story that really brought a couple of us close together and made us realize why Sunlight is important to us. Over a month ago, we went on this youth retreat, and a couple members from Sunlight are in youth group, and it was a youth retreat with youth group, and we were headed to Dahlonega, Georgia. It was around when the snow was really bad and the roads were very scary to drive on, so Miss Julie, the youth director, decided it was safe to just stay in Macon, Georgia, because we had made it that far. So it was a long day on the road. We were tired. It was after school, and we had driven, and we just wanted to go to bed. We weren't very excited to stay because we were looking forward to going horseback riding, but unfortunately, the weather just kind of made us upset. So the person there that was helping us from the church was very welcoming. They welcomed us with open arms, and they were very friendly and made us feel like a second home to us, like another church. And so we got there, and they were welcoming. They made us feel like home, and we unloaded all of our stuff. And they were like, okay, well, we're going to do a seminar. We're going to do a nightly chapel. So we got there, and we opened the hymnal books, and he said, you probably don't know these songs, but we're going to sing a couple hymns. So we opened it to some page number, and we looked down, and all of our mouths, we looked up, and it was so surprising because the song that he started to play on piano was actually Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Sweet, Sweet Spirit, as some of you may know, is the hymn that we sing every 9:40 service as Sunlight, and we get together and we sway, and it's just been a tradition for as long as I can remember. So that was just very special to us, and it made us It reminded us why we're here and why we're here to worship God. And it was one of the best experiences. I've never experienced something like that where I felt God was present in the room with us. And ever since that, Sunlight has meant something for me, and it has felt like a family. And all of us realize that. And Sunday is one of the best days of the week because we come together and we worship God. And it's very hectic because we come here in the mornings and then go home, do some schoolwork. A lot of us are involved in other activities, but we come back to rehearsal, and it just is fun, and we enjoy it. So I'm going to show you a video here, and this is a video to show you what Sunlight means to us.
Hold on to me as we go. As we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down. Trouble in my drag you down. You get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
I just want to thank you and all of the other people that are involved in this church and make Sunlight happen. And I want to give a round of applause for Erin, because she's awesome. And God brought her into our lives. And I'm just really thankful for that. All of us are thankful for that. And I also want to thank you for letting us come into your time, the 11 o'clock worship, because some of us, we're not your choir, but we're very excited to be here. Although some of us look kind of dead because we got here at 7:30 this morning, but I really hope you enjoy the rest of our service. Thank you. Oh, now singing is Noelle Mercer and Grace Engel.
Like a song. I will.
Ushers, would you please come forward to help us distribute the elements? Sunlight, I want to thank you. Your preparation for this morning is evident, and I know Dan and I are all very, 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 very happy for what you've done here this morning. And one thing that you've taught us is that we can experience God's grace in the everyday, ordinary life, and we all know that, but we have to have ears to hear it, eyes to see it. And even in, you know, songs that are on the radio, we can find God. And so we're so grateful for what you've done here this morning. Now we turn our attention to this more tangible means of grace that we have here in this holy meal, this outward and visible sign of grace that Jesus gave to us when he sat down with his disciples and he took bread and he gave thanks to his Father in heaven, broke the bread, offered it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you." And then when supper was over, as was custom for this meal that they were sharing together, he took a cup of wine and he gave thanks to his Father in heaven, and then he offered it to his friends, saying, "This is my blood shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this often in remembrance of me." And so let us pray together. Gracious God, pour out your Spirit on all of us gathered here, especially on these students, for the way that they've led us here this morning. Pour out your Spirit on this gift of bread and juice. Make it be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, through all of the ways that you speak to us, Make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until we feast together at your heavenly banquet table. We pray these things in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
blood of Christ given for you.
Please stand and join us in our final benediction.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.